Amazing. So here we are with an episode of the Becoming Cosmically podcast. And today we have Jewel with us. So Jewel, do you want to just introduce yourself and tell people who you are and what you do?
Sure. Thank you for having me. I am Jewel, and I am a spiritual and intuitive business guide who guides and supports visionary leaders and spiritual entrepreneurs and creatives to really fully live their legacy and bring their purpose and big mission to life. And it's very much legacy work and a approached through the lens of spirituality, energetics, and how we heal into our vision is really truly a work of art.
I love that. And I was reading your application before about how you're guiding people at the moment, and particularly what you're helping people with their evolution. So I don't know if you want to speak a little bit about that.
Well, we're all here to evolve. We're all evolutionary beings, just like Mother Nature. There are so many cycles and rhythms that we move through our lives. And by virtue of being evolving beings, we're always creating and here to create. And it's really quite miraculous to be able to witness people in their creative flow and to access, be able to access that creative life force that is free flowing and, free to speak, free to articulate, free to express fully the true nature of who we are. And of course, the reason why we feel so good when we're in flow is because we're aligned in frequency with the joy that we are, with the joy of creation and the miracle of creation. And of course, there are also things that block that, energies that block that, thought systems that block that. And so we're really here to untether those layers of whatever it is that blocks that creative flow, that creativity in us, whether it is distorted thought programming, distorted ideals we have about ourselves, belief we have about ourselves, that kind of thing. And so it really is a journey of evolution and moving into that expanded, infinite flow that we are and the fullest expression of that. So my work is really about opening that creative channel. And it's about feeling God in your body. It's about bringing the divine into the human and becoming bridge between human and divine, because that's, we're both. We are absolutely both, but and forget the divinity in us so easily because our bodies are dense and we end up fairly contracted on this, in this human experience. And so it's really opening and reopening and recalibrating to that divine life force energy that we are, and creating from that rather than creating from fear or necessity or desperation or anything else. We're wanting to create from that true, true, true signature of our soul.
Yeah, I love that. And you're talking about the bridge there between the 3D and the divine. I think a lot of people kind of almost forget that we are both. We are consciousness having a 3D experience. And I think a lot of people are very cosmic, but they're not considering the 3D world and the 3D parameters that we live within. I see that a lot. I think people. I talk a lot about ease and grace and effortless, in the work that we do. And I think it can be. I mean, what's your opinion on, doing the work, that type of thing? How does it feel to you in your world?
I feel that it's really easy because so many, especially I first of all, I believe that everyone has such breadth of soul capacity, such breadth of ability for healing, self-healing, and therefore everyone is a healer and able to heal. And so when the channels start to become opened on the healing journey, we start to download all kinds of wisdom, you know, the divine wisdom that pours through. And it is difficult for the body to hold that wisdom, let alone embody that wisdom for any length of time. And I feel that's what becomes the conundrum. Where as a human, we have these beautiful meditations and Zen experiences and spiritual experiences where we connect with the divine that we are, and we open our channel and we can feel the flow of energy coming in and download this really beautiful wisdom in the form of, you know, a body of work, in the form of a meditation or a transmission that we give or share with our clients, etc. And it then dissipates and disappears. And we, you know, find ourselves then turning our gaze to what's for dinner or, you know, the human factor. And as soon as that happens, our bodies, because they're dense, are no longer holding that higher level wisdom, that higher divine intelligence. And it's actually not that we're no longer holding it, because it's always within us, but we're not maintaining it. You know, we're not maintaining that connection with that channel. So in terms of becoming bridge, it's the art and the mastery of really staying connected with the divine for longer periods of time as humans, because we are here in 3D, right? And there's this connection with the higher realms that we receive glimpses of, and we have these really beautiful experiences. And so that's the war within, really. It creates this war within, which, you know, that's a whole other conversation, which I feel is a representation of what's happening in the world, because people are feeling this discord within, and therefore, you know, expressing that without. But for me, and in the context of supporting clients, and in the context of the work that I do, which, you know, that's how I support those who I support, it all comes from this place of grounding it into my own experience. Working to maintain that divine energy within us is something that I have learned to do in myself, for myself, through cellular embodiment activations that I created for myself when I was experiencing a really profound pain in my body after major surgery. And I was rejecting painkillers. I couldn't, like, my body was literally rejecting the painkillers. So I couldn't, you know, keep the painkillers inside and have them do their job. And so I was in extraordinary amount of pain. And I turned inward and asked, you know, oh my God, like, God, what, you know, help, what can I do here? And that is when I downloaded the cellular wealth embodiment activation for myself, and have since, you know, created it, transmitted it, and offer it to other people. So that what we're doing is we're actually retraining ourselves to open and expand from the contraction, because it's the contracted cells that cause pain and inflammation because of the lack of hydrogen, the lack of light, the lack of, you know, divine intelligence, or allowing the divine intelligence that is inherent to the cells. And so this is a practice of opening the cells to receive. and training our cellular patterning to stay open, to keep the cells open to, and to keep the cells open to being the channel for receiving light, wisdom. And therefore becoming a bridge between the human cellular, you know, the human cellular being to an open vessel.
I love that. I love how you you asked the question, because I believe that, you know, we are such amazing manifestors. We create, we are creators. And the majority of the time we can get all the answers we want if we just ask questions. So I love how, you know, your journey began by asking the question, like, show me how. And you were, right? And I think sometimes we can assume that it's somebody else's job to show us. But a lot of the times we are our own best leaders, if we ask the right questions, right? And if we're patient, and if we trust, and if we make space.
Absolutely. Yeah, that trust in receiving the answer is just so key. And there's so much in what you're saying here, because this faith and trust that, you know, we have access to the answers, that the answers, they already live inside of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, opening to receive in trust and faith, opening to receive and asking the question itself is creating this container for receiving the answer.
Yeah.
And as we ask and then immediately let go of receiving, which sounds like an oxymoron, right? But to ask, knowing that we'll receive instead of expecting to receive, and opening to, you know, the wisdom to come through, because it's so available. And so often we ask questions and we try to figure out the answer, which is very different than what we're talking about here. We try and figure out the answers, and so we're what we are receiving isn't coming through the divine channel. It's coming through the ego channel, the head, you know, the channel of logic, and it's coming through based on what we already know, what we've researched, you know, what we've read, what we've learned, and it's based in evidence of the past.
Yeah.
That's what we already know, versus opening to receive from the field of potentiality, which hasn't yet been seen or heard or explained or learned. And it's this courage to really step into the unknown without knowing what we're going to find, and asking and being willing to receive without trying to make it happen. And that's what I really had to dive into in those moments where I had to surrender in trust. There was nothing else I could do. I couldn't sit and Google what to do, because Google would have only given me what's already known. And that would have been maybe alternative painkillers. You know, it's beyond, it's the answers that live inside are beyond what the human mind can conceive, because we have an entire universe living inside of us.
Yeah.
Haven't tapped into it necessarily, or learned how, as humans, to do that.
I love that. So does your work entail working with higher dimensional realms and beings as well? And how do you view them? Do you see them as separateness to yourself as a 3D being, or do you see them as the same as you, or how do you see that?
I feel that the infinite intelligence is all one. And, you know, if I am in the form of a human being, I am still part of the infinite intelligence. And the non-physical intelligent beings are, they're not in human form, but they exist, you know. So I had a, my father passed away at the very beginning of this year. And since I have tuned into his soul essence. And I've done this before with my late sister and other people that I have loved who have passed away, but the soul essence of, you know, higher intelligence lives in the non-physical. And I have called in, I have called them spirit guides, and I've also communicated with, you know, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, in different ways. For instance, when I was going through the post-surgery, this experience, the energy, the healing energy of Raphael was something that I called in. So to me, how I feel about it is that what I'm calling in and what I'm calling spirit guides are energy. It's an energy. Whether it's an energy of healing or an energy of protection, it's a divine energy that is like belongs to the vast, you know, oneness of universal energy. And so it's a unifying energy that I can call in. So yeah, that's how I view the energies of the higher realm that I am a part of. I am partnering with. I feel it's a partnership.
I love that. I call my team Cosmic HQ, but I just see them as like infinite aspects of myself. But yeah, I still call them my team because I just like the fact that they're my team, you know?
Yeah. Well, and we all have a team, you know, and that how amazing and incredible is that? Really?
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine going back to how it was before. And I can't imagine how people navigate through this 3D reality or life without having that support and just being loved and guided, you know, because even through some of the toughest times that I've been through from 3D point of view, it's never felt that tough because I've always known and trusted that I can get through it, whatever happens. And I just feel like the amount of people that are still waiting to receive, to open their eyes to this feeling, to be tapped in, it's just incredible, right?
It is, and not everyone is ready for that on this soul journey, on this particular, you know, on this life journey, this 3D life journey, and their soul is, you know, journeying them in the way that they are meant to journey. And I feel that the chaos in the world that is as a result of disconnection, addiction as a result of disconnection, and, you know, ensuing behaviors as a result of the addiction, as a result of disconnection, as a result of, you know, lack of readiness to connect with the higher realms is necessary, because chaos becomes the raw material for new creation. It's through chaos that, you know, there is this transformation that occurs, this alchemy that occurs, that points us right back to the light of our wisdom, the light of our divinity. And without it, it's and so often, you know, when you talk about, like, there's so many people that aren't connecting, those who aren't connecting through chaos may at some point, on the heels of chaos, on the heels of being called to fully surrender and say, okay, I give, I just, you know, I, and ask to be shown. And that is my vision and my hope for the world, is that for those who aren't connected yet, or who are partially connected, and in terms of who I work with, it's, you know, those who are connected, they already have a spiritual orientation, however it's just not yet embodied, and it's not yet in you know, fully activated, let's say. And the thing is when it's fully activated, we're still human at the same time. So that is my dream and my vision is that for those who have this kind of orientation to elevate this connection, to begin to embody this connection, who begin to become bridge between divine and human, and who then create from that. And that's how change in the world is going to occur, is through these beautiful creations from and through those who are ready, ready.
I think it's happening a lot. I mean, we started sharing people's stories back in November on this podcast. And since then, we've spoken to some absolutely incredible. We've had like, oh, my cat's getting up now, 140 applications for the podcast. And, you know, it's just been absolutely incredible to see these brave people coming through who've almost created their own modalities, you know, with their stories. And they're creating this massive shift based on what you said. They've fallen from grace and they've realized that amongst the chaos that they are the answer to their problem. And now, because they've created these amazing, well, their own modalities, if you like, if you want to call them a human word, is that now they're able to lead others with their own light. And I just find that so beautiful that everything is crumbling down around us, but that has to crumble in order for everybody who's meant to rise to rise. And I think people sometimes forget that along with the rising, there has to be some crumbling as well. And that's okay too.
It's necessary. You're right. There's just so many people rising and so many people stepping into this leadership. And this is the vision that I insist on holding on to for myself, in myself, you know, as I watch people around me in close proximity who are insisting on arguing for limitation. I just hold them in the greatest vision of their own capacity to be the answers that they're looking for. And when they're ready, they will. And it's not my job to save them. You know, it's not anybody's job to save them, because all that does is perpetuate the lack and victim consciousness that is the exact thing that we're rising beyond. So yeah, I think there are a lot of emerging leaders here that I just have, you know, I just witnessing this is just so, such an incredible gift for me. And I feel very privileged and honored to be able to guide those who are, you know, really stepping into their leadership in a big way. I have, you know, I've been seeing some incredible people who are speaking, you know, within industry and within the business paradigms that no longer work, and speaking out and bringing this new paradigm forward, bringing the new, you know, and it's not so new, because it's actually ancient wisdom. But, you know, taking the lead to move beyond what no longer works anymore, you know, within industry, within community, within structures, whether it's societal structure, social structure, educational structure, environmental structure, familial structure, like really, really busting those structures. Those structures do have to fall. Crumble, as you say, in order for this in order for innovation to happen and change to happen and divinely led change to happen.
Yeah, I love that. So I think you mentioned, my team were just mentioning something about energetic blocks. I don't know if you want to speak into some of the energetic blocks that maybe people may be up against, because, you know, I think a lot of people out there assume that it's just all about expansion, you know, but actually there's some fundamental stuff that you need to do before you do that, right? And it'd be interesting to know what kind of blocks that you see in your work, like what type of things that you're up against.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel that expansion is always happening, and the unlayering and peeling away of blocks is also always happening, because there are many layers to these blocks. So, you know, the fear of being seen and heard, for instance, has many, many layers. And it's not like we clear the block and then we're fully expanded. It's that we clear the layer of that block and we expand and we take steps and we then discover the next nuance or the next little layer of that block, so to speak, and we peel that one away and we expand more. So that's the evolutionary journey. It's like Mother Nature, right? It's just perpetual cycles of evolution. So things like being seen and heard is a very the fear of being seen and heard is a very significant one that I see and I've experienced in myself. You know, and at every juncture of my journey, there's this new layer of fear of being seen, as you know, in the next evolutionary part of my journey. And that's such a big one, because it's, you know, it's a very it's a very tribal, energetic blueprint or footprint that we have experienced in, you know, for millennia around belonging. And in order to belong, we have to fit the mold. We have to speak the way the others speak. We have to move and eat and, you know, act and work and choose the way that the tribe is doing so. Otherwise, we get kicked out of the tribe and we no longer belong. And that's a really fundamental challenge that I've seen over and over and over again. And it translates to feeding other blocks and other challenges, like you know, feeling that there's a need to please, and which directly relates to that. Sorry, it directly relates to that need to belong. And so, you know, the guilt, the shame, the resentment, the judgment, the, you know, all of these are behaviors that ensue as a result of, you know, not fully stepping into our own voice and being fully willing to be seen and heard. And, you know, that guilt and shame and judgment is all pointed back to ourselves for not meeting the expectations. So it's that in a nutshell is what I would say is the most prevalent thing that I run into, you know. And when we look at things like the need to fit in and the need to belong, then it becomes really obvious what's happening as a result of holding on to that need. Need being the absence of having. And so the word need in itself is very potent with you know, low frequency. And in the act of needing to belong, we don't set boundaries. You know, some of the behaviors that ensue, we don't set boundaries. We turn the other way. We stay perpetually busy and ignore what's happening inside. There's all sorts of things that happen as a result. But I think that that's the fundamental core block that rises. And, you know, it's kind of like, it reminds me of like a tree has a mother root in the tree, and when you shake loose the mother root, and that's what we do in this work, is like really find that the how we are talking to ourselves about that belief around who we are and not being enough, which is, you know, there are many versions of not being enough, but that's the biggest block of all. And if we can shake loose that mother root, then all the other ones begin to loosen as well. So it's this navigational journey of uprooting all of those things and transforming them. And in the act of expansion, and we're always expanding. So
I love that. Yeah, because nature just exists and does its own thing without even needing any kind of intervention. And I think sometimes that if we just allow the universe to move through us, then oftentimes we'll get exactly what it is that is in alignment with us, not exactly what we need. There's another thing that came through when you were speaking about identity. So I don't know if you've seen this in your work, but we've seen it quite a lot on this podcast where people who are like super, super successful are struggling a little bit with their identity. You know, they've created an identity for themselves online, which is so far removed from who they are as a person in 3D or their soul blueprint, that oftentimes they feel like their work has become almost like almost separate from themselves. They're not exactly one at one with who they are and what they're creating in the world. And I've seen that a few times with people who I would say, you know, the super successful, you know, millions of followers, you know, millions of dollars in income. And it's just quite fascinating to observe. I love observing people and their stories and their energy and really thinking about, okay, what's going on there for them? Like, it's so fascinating for me to be an observer of this 3D world.
Yeah. Likewise. It's certainly something I see a lot of too, and I can feel the energy too. I can just feel it. And then later find out, because I you know, have supported many people who have external success and have accomplished and achieved so much, and yet the internal success hasn't been acknowledged, discovered, developed, cultivated. And this cellular wealth is why, you know, it's like we flip it on its head and we begin with cellular wealth. When cellular wealth is created, then the direct and pretty immediate translation is external wealth, because we attract who we are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people start with creating external wealth and find themselves disconnected, like you say, with identity wise with who they're being in their external wealthy life and who they are within. And that discord and that disconnection feels, there's always there's a perpetual offness, and it results in behaviors like being over busy, hustling, you know, chasing for more, always looking for more and seeking. And then some people begin with cultivating the internal cellular wealth first, and then start to see the outcome of that externally. So everyone has their own journey, and it's so interesting how society has given definition to what success is. And I always bring it back to, let's redefine success for you. Like, really redefine what success is for you. And it's most of the time very different than what a person thought it was. And it just creates this internal shift that is so profound and opens the door for so much more, because now we're moving into the realm of infinite love, infinite potential, infinite peace, and infinite, like, connection with the infinite, rather and the 3D success, you know, that will only take someone so far. I've seen so many people achieve so much and then hit a wall, achieve more and then hit a wall, and they don't know why. And think that maybe they need to be less busy. Think that maybe they need to, you know, say no more. Maybe so they're looking for external solutions to an external problem without looking for internal guidance to guide them internally and really, really redefining what this is for them. So I find that really fascinating as a fascinating part of my work with people.
I love that. And I think you mentioned you have an activation. Do you want to speak about that a little bit as well?
Yes. Are you talking about the Unlocking Your Creative Flow masterclass series? Or are you talking about the... I have a library of activations. I have a cellular wealth embodiment activation, which is an entire program based in the foundations of the, you know, the activation that I created in myself post-surgery. I have lots of activations. So I'm wondering which one you're talking about, or are you talking about the free gift that I have available for listeners today?
Yeah, you said I also have a free activation if your listeners would like to receive that.
Okay. All right. Well, I have a on my website, www.jewelveach.com. One of my activations is posted there and available for free, and it's called the One Heart Activation. And it is so potent to activate the jewel inside of you, the jewels inside of all of us that have been, you know, layered over, and to activate the divine light within, to activate the inner light of the jewels that are waiting to be revealed and illuminated. And that can be found on my website on the homepage. You just scroll down a little bit, and it's very powerful.
Beautiful. I love that. So before we wrap up, Jewel, let us know a little bit about your Live Your Legacy Now program. Let's hear a little bit about more of that. What can people expect when they work with you?
I've renamed it to Legacy Up Level, actually. I've just relaunched a brand new website last week. So since you and I talked, there has been a massive upgrade. And however, legacy level work is a fundamental tenet of this work. And Legacy Up Level is it's a bespoke container where people work with me one-on-one in a very intensive and intimate manner over the course of 6 months. And we really, really have a look at, you know, what their greatest vision and deepest purpose is in life, and excavate the root of the big vision, the big mission, the big why, in the spirit of leaving and living the legacy now. So living this body of work now for them rather than waiting until later, because many people view legacy as something you leave later. And so we really activate their greatest purpose, their greatest potential. We elevate their magnetism, and we dissolve the blocks that are inhibiting the full creativity and the full channeling of their work from within to without, so that they can begin to magnetize their soul clients with their authenticity, with their playfulness, with their creative expression, and are able to generate higher levels of external income as a result of calibrating to their internal cellular wealth that they're creating within themselves. And so it's very much, and it's a very high potency energetic container. And yeah, I've had clients, if you go to my new website, the testimonials are, you know, are cumulative. And there are a host of testimonials that really highlight what clients are achieving through this container and through this work with me, whether it's one-on-one or whether it's through a group container or whether it's, you know, accessing any of my free resources that I have as well. So I have a range of offers that are priced within a full range for people, depending on where they are on their client journey. So
beautiful. I love that. And are there any other messages that are coming through right now for our listeners or just the collective generally? What kind of messages would you like to leave them with?
I would like to leave you with a invitation to really tune into your own capacity for creativity. You're a creative, living, breathing, creative being, so full of creative potential. And until your creative expression is fully moved from within to without, there will always be a seeking for what is missing. And what's missing is that, you know, that permission, that opening, the unlayering of what's in the way to really fully open your creative channel so that you can live your legacy now. And that's why I created the gift that I wanted to leave this audience with, which is the Conscious Creativity, Unlock Your Creative Flow gift. It's a 3-part masterclass that really dives into the art of opening your creative flow, opening your creative channel, and returning to that creativity and that full expression, and returning to your true nature, and how we fuel that creativity and how we maintain connection with the divine as being human and divine. So that's what I'd like to leave here.
I love that, Jill. Thank you for everything you're doing here, and we appreciate you for being on the podcast today as well and sharing your message. So what we'll do is we'll make sure that our listeners get access to whatever links that they need to and the free activation so that they can find you easily. Okay. And I'm going to thank our readers and our listeners and our watchers, and then we'll have a little chat for 5 minutes if you've got 5 minutes now.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. Anytime.